The Warriors in a Sunday matinee at Madison Square Garden, tangling with the Knicks. Klay Thompson helping get things started on his way to 28 points with four trays, as Stephen Curry led the attack with five three-pointers en route to a game-high 31 points with eight boards and six assists, as Draymond Green added 13 points and seven boards. And a strong third quarter helps propel the Warriors to victory, 112-105 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Steph.
Well, it was an interesting game. We had a pretty good first quarter and had a good lead, and then lost all the momentum there. So it was good to come out in the third quarter and make some plays and find some energy and kind of take control of the game.
At the end of the third quarter, like the last 120 or something, Steph gets a rebound, drives it down, and hits two threes. Just that little streak right there.
Yeah.
How big was that game?
It was huge, and that's what Steph does. I mean, he's probably better than anybody in the league in terms of closing quarters with big shots and momentum-changing shots. So that was huge. I think it gave us an eight-point lead going into the fourth, and then we extended it from there. And they made a nice push in the fourth, the Knicks did, but having that cushion going into the fourth was a big deal.
How did you like the kind of question there? Competitiveness at certain points in
our
last game. How'd you feel about it overall?
I thought it was good. We obviously are not at our best right now, and when you're not playing at peak form, there's some key indicators. One is your defensive intensity, which I liked, and then two is turnovers, and we had eight tonight. So if you can limit your mistakes, it allows you to kind of survive and then kind of find your rhythm, which I thought we did. Not all the way, but we found some things tonight offensively that haven't been there the last couple of games.
How do you feel the team's adjusted to the absence of Kevin Durant?
Well, we're surviving to this point. We've obviously lost the first two games without him, so it's good to get a win without him tonight. And this is how it's going to be for a while, so we got to get used to it.
Did you feel that player was disturbed by the lack of music in the first half? Did you feel that the player were disturbed by the lack of music
in the first half?
Yeah, it was really weird. Yeah, you sort of take it for granted because every NBA game, you got all this stuff going on, music in the background. You don't even think about it until it's not there. And so it was felt like church. It was like very quiet. It is Sunday after all, so maybe that's why they chose it. No, it was strange, and I kind of liked it better in the second half. It felt more normal with the music.
Did the league ask you guys if you
not
agree with
that? I'm not sure. Yeah.
You said last game you guys took good shots, but could have got great shots.
I thought we had some sequences where we had great ball movement, and first half we missed a lot of open shots, and second half we seemed to make more. Obviously, when Steph gets going off the dribble, it changes our game, it changes the momentum, the energy. So those last couple shots in the third were really big.
How do you feel about Matt?
Matt's doing a great job. I mean, he's exactly what we need, just in terms of being able to throw him out there against Carmelo, matchup defensively. And then he's a smart decision maker on offense, knows how to cut, great cutter. So he did a great job tonight. It was just what we needed.
Steve, there was a clip on IBC that you kind of encouraging Steph in the huddle. I mean, did you feel like he needed that early when he was kind of shooting poorly against?
Well, I looked at the stat sheet and he was a plus 15. I think he was like 3 for 11 at the time. I know as a shooter, sometimes you base everything on whether your shot's going in, but I just felt like he was giving us a huge boost with his energy and just pushing the ball in transition and putting a lot of pressure on the defense. And so I just wanted to remind him that shots may go, they may not, but you're still having a huge impact on this game. I feel that way pretty much every game with Steph. I mean, he kind of tilts the floor. The defense has to react to him, and it helps everybody.
I think you guys were minus 15 with him off the floor today, though. What didn't you like in those just bursts with him off the floor?
Well, we lost our momentum to start the second quarter. That was the key stretch where the Knicks got back in the game. I think we were up 11, and they came back and took the lead. So we just couldn't score. We couldn't get into a good offensive rhythm. Normally that's our best defensive unit. But the rotation was a little uh, little mixed up as well because of KD's absence. We started Matt, obviously, and we tried some different things, and so the start of the second quarter was a little different than normal, and that may have affected us. We've kind of gotten into a good groove with the rotation, but that's what we're going to have to figure out and adapt to with Kevin out.
Do you have an idea of how long it's going to take you guys to get used to not have KD out there?
6.5 days. So what's today, Sunday? So Saturday afternoon we are going to be nails. So, all right.
Yeah, we rarely have a dull atmosphere no matter what arena we play in. So it's easy to find energy and I just enjoy the game and what we do. It's kind of a high intensity game. We always seem to get the other team's best shot no matter what the record is or how they've been playing before they see us. So you always got to be on your toes and know you got to play a solid game to get a win.
Well, you said it's never a dull atmosphere, but what was that first half like without any music?
It was weird. It was like back in like high school. Not we had music in high school, like middle school warm-up games where it's just you, your teammates, no music, no entertainment whatsoever. So it's definitely different. I read the sign on the scoreboard. They wanted to see the fans enjoy the game in its purest form. It's a great way to put it.
Did you know about it before?
Huh?
Did you know about it before?
No. We were in the back before two-line layups, and I didn't hear any music, and that's kind of weird at first. And we felt like maybe they were waiting for the teams to get out on the court, and it never happened. And so we were trying to make our own beat on the court and see if anybody wanted to like freestyle rap or something while we were shooting and warming up. But it was definitely different.
How tough is it to adjust to the accent of Kevin Durant?
You can never replace a guy like that. He's an all-time great scorer. But we have a lot of talent in the locker room and a lot of versatility. We obviously hit a tough road the last two games, but it's a long season and nothing's going to be perfect about your journey. So everybody's stepping up, giving maximum effort, and we're going to find our flow like we always do.
Steph, at the end of the third quarter, like the last minute and a half, you got a rebound, came down, scored, and you hit the two threes. I think it gave you like an 8-point lead. How big was that? I mean, just that cushion taking it into the fourth quarter.
So it's big because you want to create momentum going into the fourth quarter and try to create some separation. We got stops. Down the stretch, I was able to obviously convert on the other end. So there's moments in the game where it can go either way. You know, 4-point, 6-point lead you can kind of double that or. Like I said, create that separation, or especially on the road, you can allow a home team to feel good about themselves and give them life. So you got to take advantage of those moments as a player on the road to be able to, I wouldn't call that dagger because there's a lot of games left, but make some big shots and create some momentum.
Was there any difference coming in here with the losing streak, something you haven't had in several years?
I mean, it was different. Just like you said, we haven't experienced that in a while, but for the most part, that's an anomaly to begin with, so you can't really get defeated at all or play into the depressing kind of questions and mood and stuff in the last 48 hours. So we knew we'd be fine getting back to who we are. Beauty of the NBA, it's an 82 game season, a lot can happen, but you always have an opportunity to get back to it, and tonight was like that, and we want to finish off our trip tomorrow in Atlanta strong.
All right, next up for the Warriors, a game in Atlanta as this road trip wraps up Monday night as they take on the Hawks. Then it's back to Oracle Arena for a game against the Boston Celtics on Wednesday night. At Madison Square Garden in New York, I'm Lawrence Scott.